Welcome to our Thursday night meditation on our sponsoring master. Please center in your heart. Wiggle your big right toe. Wiggle your left thumb. Wiggle your nose. Now wiggle your heart. Take a deep breath through your heart. One more time. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call now. The presence of the seraphim, beloved Justinius, captain of seraphic bands.
Mom.
Beloved Jesus. Beloved Lord Maitreya. Beloved Sanat Kumara. Gautama Buddha. Padmasambhava. We call to you now through the heart of the Divine Mother. We call to you now. Through the heart of beloved Guru Ma and Manolo. We call to you now on behalf of every child of the light on earth this day. Place your presence over us now. We call for a mighty umbrella of ruby fire to shield the earth from all deadly intent. We call now the Goddess of Light, the Queen of Light, the Goddess of Purity, to enfold us now in an absolute shield of white fire, sparkling diamond hue. We call now the Snow King and Snow Queen for purification of consciousness at the etheric, mental, and emotional, and physical plane of this planet and everyone upon it. We call now to beloved Archangel Michael to absolutely seal, guard, and protect us in this work, and for the sponsoring master of each and every one gathered here and all who will hear this recording to come forth now and assist us in this work. We call to Saint Germain, Portia, Hierarchs of the Aquarian Age, to assist us with the violet flame transmutation of all blocks and resistance to this alchemy of transformation. According to God's holy will, let it be done. Amen. Let us begin now by looking at the picture of our sponsoring master, establishing that figure eight flow between our eyes and the eyes of the master. And as we look at the eyes of the master tonight, we are going to be beginning with Dwell Cool's breathing exercise. In this exercise, we breathe in for 8 counts. We hold our breath for 8 counts. We breathe out for 8 counts, and we hold again for 8 counts. And what we are doing through the breathing is that we are exchanging through the breath, which is the Holy Spirit, that exchange of identity that we are seeking in this hour. And so as we breathe in to the count of 8, we are going to be giving the mantra, I am Alpha and Omega. And as we breathe out, we will do the same. And what we are doing now is calling for the Holy Spirit and the fire breath of God to purify our consciousness so that we can fully have that exchange of identity. If your sponsoring master was one who walked the earth, which is the case for most everyone's sponsoring master, there is a part of the air, of the oxygen in the earth, that was breathed by your master that is still available for you to breathe today. That air, that oxygen is still there. And so this is a figure eight flow of intimacy through the Holy Spirit and the fire breath of God. Let us begin by giving the mantra to the fire breath of God 3 times. As we visualize the overshadowing presence of the Goddess of Purity. I am, I am, I am the fire breath of God from the heart of beloved Alpha and Omega. This day I am the immaculate concept and expression everywhere I move. Now I am full of joy, for now I am the full expression of divine love. My beloved, I am presence, seal me now within the very heart of the expanding fire breath of God. Let its purity, wholeness, and love manifest everywhere I am today and forever. I am, I am, I am the fire breath of God from the heart of beloved Alpha and Omega. This day I am the immaculate concept and expression everywhere I move. Now I am full of joy, for now I am the full expression of divine love. My beloved I am presence, seal me now within the very heart of the expanding fire breath of God. Let its purity, wholeness, and love manifest everywhere I am today and forever. I am, I am, I am the fire breath of God from the heart of beloved Alpha and Omega. This day I am the immaculate concept and expression everywhere I move. Now I am full of joy, for now I am the full expression of divine love. My beloved I am presence, seal me now within the very heart of the expanding fire breath of God. Let its purity, wholeness, and love manifest everywhere I am today and forever. I accept this then right now with full power. I am this then right now with full power. I am, I am, I am God's life expressing perfection, always at all times. This which I call forth for myself, I call forth for every man, woman, and child on this. Now let us begin our sacred fire breath exercise. Breathe in. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe in, I am Alpha and Omega. Hold, I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out, I am Alpha and Omega. Hold, I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe in, I am Alpha and Omega. Hold, I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out, I am Alpha and Omega. Hold, I am Alpha and Omega. 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 I am Alpha. looking at the eyes of the Master. See yourself placing into the flame, into the violet flame, all burdens, all obstacles, all static that prevents the full connection. Be a violet flame cloud surrounding you and surrounding the Master. Center of this force field, there is a concentrated cloud of violet flame, a concentrated fire of violet flame. And see yourself now releasing all blocks and obstacles, this divine union, putting them into the flame now. Violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame, the light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. What is going on is that in this time, which is the last 6 weeks of the year, we're in the darker cycle and preparing for those winter solstice tests and the release of light of solstice. And there's more effluvia, more challenge, more personal initiation, more personal resistance to the bonding to the heart of the master and to the will of the master. And so violet flame is more important than ever as we stand on that threshold of the year 2012. And so we're looking at the eyes of the master. The figure eight flow now should be stable and complete, eye to eye, in balance, in equilibrium. This is the concentration part of our work where we are concentrating on the master, putting everything else aside. All of the thoughts that say we can't do it, all of the thoughts that say we don't want to do it, all of the thoughts that say why should we do it, all of that. Thoughts that may say we're not worthy to do it, all of those thoughts, we're putting them aside, putting them into the violet flame, letting them go, establishing the bond of trust. The bond of trust is like climbers on a cliff where we are tied by a rope, the one above us. And then there are those who are tied by a rope to the ones behind us. So right now the weight of the world is very heavy and we feel a lot tugging on our rope beneath us. And we have to more than ever have faith and trust in the master above us who is pulling us with the rope. We have to have trust in that rope, trust in the master, trust that we will make it up that mountain following our master, no matter how much heaviness or tugging we feel from those below. That meshes with our own not-self and dwell around the threshold and unregenerate human personality. And so, the byword is faith, trust, trust in the perilous times, that the one who is going before us has scaled a mountain and will bring us home. This is where we yield from ego control to God control, because there's only so much that we as a human personality can do, especially when we feel that tugging of the world, when we feel the heaviness of what we have to shoulder in terms of holding the balance in this time. And so we trust that the God control, we are going home. All we have to do is Remember to follow the master. There is a song that says, put your hand in the hand of the master. It goes, put your hand in the hand of the one, of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the sea. That scripture from the, I think it's in the book of Hebrews, or actually maybe it's from Corinthians, I don't remember now. It's in the New Testament. It says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. This is a prophecy, what we shall be. An actual prophecy. And our human self, our dweller, our unregenerate personality does not want to believe in that prophecy. It keeps telling us that we are never going to be. Now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. What does that mean? When he shall appear, we shall be like him. Prophecy of the culmination of the spiritual path of the Son of God, the Daughter of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. What manner of love? Here we are fighting Armageddon within and without, whatever way, between the push and the pull and the irritations and the all of the different situations that we have to balance within our own psyche, and then all of the tests and initiations and challenges and heaviness and the sense of, are we going to make it, and where is our guru, and can we even make it? Or are we just going to go down the drain with all of the forces of worldliness around us that seek to suck us down that drain? And we hear, behold, what manner of love, what manner of love God has for us. That we are called the sons of God. And yes, we don't know yet who we are, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be as he is. And this is a prophecy. And this is what shall be fulfilled. As we continue to hold on to that rope, there's times when you're scaling a mountain and the rope is simply for guidance, end. You still have to scale the mountain. You still have to do the work. You'll have to put your pick into the ice and keep climbing and feel that cold wind and ice storm, snowstorm around you, and breathe the rarefied air. You'll have to sweat inside your parkas and snow equipment that you're wearing. You know there is that rope. And then there's times where if you lose your footing, you might dangle. And in that moment of dangling is when the master is holding you. The one above you is holding you. So you can place your foot again on sure footing. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So each time we meditate upon the sponsoring master, we are exercising that potential. We are priming the pump, lubricating the joints for what is coming and what shall be. And this is the prophecy for all who are the sons of God, all who are the daughters of God, all who are the children of God. And the fallen angels absolutely hate it. They hated it from the beginning, that the Father would bestow this manner of love upon the sons and daughters of God. And these ones incarnated, and instead of passing the initiations that would allow them also to become the sons and daughters of God, also have that manner of love bestowed upon them, rebelled. They didn't want to love. And so right now we're being tried every day in terms of how much are we willing to love and what is the quality of our love in the little things. And are we willing to do away with selfishness in those areas where we can replace it with love? Do away with mild dislike and replace it with love. Do away with disobedience and replace it with love. Do away with ingratitude and replace it with love. That ruby cross. That ruby cross that leads us ultimately to the heart of Sanat Kumara, that leads us to the initiations of Lord Maitreya. The great guru and cosmic Christ. And so, as you look at your sponsoring master now, see Maitreya behind him. Maitreya, our beloved grandfather, initiating us through the eyes of the sponsoring master. These are the eyes of love. 144,000 tones of love. There was a song, a popular song, Looking Through the Eyes of Love. As we look through the eyes of our Master, let us see the love of Maitreya shining through. A love that will not let us go. A love that has that rope tied securely around us. And simultaneously, that demands that we climb that mountain. Make the effort. We're not here to be pulled up like a baby. We're here to forge our way. And in so doing, we earn our mastery, so we can also become the master. As we look at the eyes of our Master, let us give the mantra of Maitreya, Om Maitreya Mayim, together. On the eyes of Maitreya through the eyes of our Masters, we're also seeing ourselves as that mountain climber, and we see gathering as we give the mantra, cloud of ruby ray angels around us to strengthen us in our climb.
Oh, my dear.
see one of these rubery angels approaching. And we see the angel touching us on the heart chakra. Expanding our ability to love in the midst of the most difficult time that is requiring the most endurance, the most effort, the most challenge. Om Maitreya Mahim. 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 Open your heart as you see the eyes of the Master, as you see the eyes of Maitreya. Open your heart. Maitreya, the loving kindness, God reality. There are blocks. Release them into that violet flame cloud. Allow the angel to do his work.
Om Maitreya Mahim. 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 Om Maitreya Mahim.
Now receive angels of the Holy Spirit appearing, surrounding the angels of the Ruby Ray. There is a figure eight flow relationship between Lord Maitreya and the Maha Chohan. Lord Maitreya is actually the one who allows us to come, that bride of the Holy Spirit opens the way for that to take place, and the Maha Chohan is actually the one who opens the way for the initiations of the Vicar of Christ. And so there's a figure eight flow between the two on that 3-9 axis between the cosmic Christ and the planetary representative of the Holy Spirit. So as these angels of the Holy Spirit approach, let us visualize now Beloved Maitreya on our 3 o'clock line and the Lord Maha Chohan on the 9 o'clock line. And let us see these golden pink angels now reinforcing the action of the Ruby Ray Angels. We see them now directing the golden pink glow ray into our hearts. We're going to say now, come Holy Ghost, Om Maitreya Mayim. Come Holy Dove, 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 Om Maitreya Mayim. The soul began her ascent into the heart chakra, met by the descending bridegroom. Come Holy Dove, Om Maitreya Mayim. 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 You see the soul rising now on the wings of the Holy Spirit, the bridegroom descending in the flame of the cosmic Christ, and the two are entering the secret chamber of the heart where we can experience that balancing of the 3-9 axis, where we can experience the merging now of the energies of the Christ and then the energies of the Holy Spirit in a blended action that is absolutely divine. Come, Holy Dove, Om Maitreya Mayim. Come, Holy Dove, Om Maitreya Mayim. Come, Holy Dove, Om Maitreya Mayim. Going to go around the 8 petals of the secret chamber of the heart. We're going to see the soul and the Holy Christ Self depositing now a symbol on each petal, the symbol of the dove and the cross. The dove in the center of the cross. We go through each petal, beginning at the top of the 12 o'clock line, 8 petals. Going to give this mantra 8 more times. Come, Holy Dove, Om Maitreya Mayim. 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 Now we see them anchoring it in the center. Come, holy dove. Om Maitreya Mayim. And we see the soul and the holy Christ self now lifting up from the secret chamber of the heart, from that center point, up, 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 on the shaft of light, up the crown chakra and the buddhic top knot, through the buddhic top knot now, into the higher realms of the causal body. The Master is going before us. Come, holy dove, Om Maitreya Mayim. 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 Successively, she enters the through the seven heavens. We are now kneeling at the feet of the presence, the I Am presence. The presence is radiating needle-like rays of white light, starfire glow, intense brilliant light with rainbow rays, intense purity, white with rainbow rays, glistening white. Behold, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. See the angel of the presence now, bending his hands, her hands, blessing the soul, arrayed in white linen, is the righteousness of the saints. Now, I see the soul, one with her beloved, gently descending through the spheres of higher consciousness, her own heaven world. Returning now to the center, the threefold flame in the secret chamber of the heart. Back into the secret chamber, let us give the mantra. Hail Maitreya, Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. Cosmic Christ. My soul doth magnify the Lord, for the bride of the Holy Spirit. Hail, Maitreya. Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Hail, Maitreya. Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Hail, Maitreya. Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Hail, Maitreya. Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Hail, Maitreya. Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Hail, Maitreya. Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Hail, Maitreya. Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Hail, Maitreya. Hail, victory. Hail, flame of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Looking at the eyes of our Master now, let us send our love for the sound of the Om, the A-U-Om. That encompasses all sounds and seals us in the threefold light. Going to have a moment of silence. We can send our love and gratitude to the Master for his assistance and presence with us tonight. Her assistance and presence. And if anyone would like to share, you're welcome to. And if you would prefer to stay silent, that will be fine as well. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutare meo, quia respexit humilitatem anxiliae suae, ecce enim ex hoc, beatam et dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progeni et progenies, cimentibus eum, fecit potentiam in braccio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, et possuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes, susepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordia suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham, et semini eius in saeculis. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generation. To them that fear him he hath showed might in his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel, his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever, and in full faith I consciously accept this manifest, and in full faith I consciously accept this manifest, and in full faith I consciously accept this manifest, right here and now with full power, eternally sustained, all-powerfully active, ever-expanding and world-enfolding, until all are wholly ascended in the light and free. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. This seals our meditation tonight. Thank you for joining us. Good night. God bless.